From Spark and Anvil and NumberSense, this is Ernie and Sasha in Chapter 1 of the NumberSense cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. On the final Friday of April, the annual spring fair transformed Maya's school gym into a vibrant, bustling marketplace. The air hummed with the cheerful chaos of children and the mingled scents of freshly popped popcorn and new paint. Booths lined the perimeter, offering classic carnival games like ring tosses and beanbag races. A popular face painting station allowed kids to request anything from a fierce tiger to a swirling galaxy. Maya navigated the cheerful throng, her gaze scanning the various attractions, until she finally located the particular table that had drawn her here. At the center of a folding card table, a truly enormous glass jar commanded attention. It brimmed with jelly beans, a vibrant cascade of every color imaginable, packed tightly from its wide base all the way to the very lid. A handwritten sign, taped to the jar itself, declared a simple challenge: guess how many. Closest guess wins the jar. Below that, in slightly smaller, more cautious script, lay the crucial tiebreaker rule: nearest without going over. A small, eager crowd of students already clustered around, their faces pressed close to the glass. Maya, feeling a familiar competitive spark, carefully maneuvered her way to the front. The jar stood nearly as tall as her forearm, an imposing monument to sugary possibility. The sign further announced that 300 students were expected to submit their guesses by day's end, yet only a single precise number would claim the sweet victory. Maya gazed intently at the colossal jar, a familiar challenge taking root in her mind. This wasn't just a game of chance, it was a problem to be solved. With a determined sigh, she retrieved her phone from her pocket. The NumberSense app held the key, housing her two most trusted mathematical companions. If anyone could help her unravel the mystery of this jelly bean jar, it would certainly be them. She launched the application, tapped the glowing prompt button, and patiently awaited their arrival. Estimator Ernie materialized on screen first, his digital form already mid-chew on a vibrant green jelly bean. "Whoa, where are you?" he exclaimed, his gaze sweeping past Maya. "And what are those amazing colors behind you?" Maya leaned closer, her voice hushed with excitement. "It's the spring fair," she explained. "Just look at this jar." Ernie's face instantly brightened, a virtual glow radiating from the screen. He looked as though he might spontaneously burst through the glass. "A guessing jar," he practically shouted. "A guessing jar. Oh, this is absolutely the best day, the perfect day. Sasha, get out here. You will not believe this. It's a jelly bean jar." True to form, Splitter Sasha popped into existence beside him, her three brightly colored pom-poms already wobbling with palpable excitement. "What's the grand prize?" she asked, her eyes sparkling. "The entire jar," Maya whispered, a thrill running through her. All right," Ernie declared, rubbing his hands together with gusto. "We definitely need a strategy. Sasha, your brain is the friendliest in the whole app, and I, of course, possess the legendary jelly bean memory. Let's tackle this challenge as a team."
"Our first move is to estimate," Ernie announced, his voice brimming with purpose. "Estimation means getting a number that's in the right general vicinity, a solid starting point. Then we refine it." Maya carefully angled her phone, ensuring both digital guides had a clear view of the massive jar. "All right, Maya," Ernie prompted. "Describe what you observe." Maya narrowed her eyes, scrutinizing the jelly bean tower. "It's really tall," she offered. "How tall precisely?" Ernie pressed. "About the length of my arm," she replied, demonstrating by holding her arm up, from my elbow to my fingertips. "And what measurement would that be, in inches?" Maya paused, picturing a ruler. 18, maybe?" she ventured. "Sounds perfectly reasonable," Ernie confirmed. "Now consider this. A typical jelly bean measures approximately 1 inch in length. Based on that, how many jelly beans high would you say the jar is?" 18, Maya murmured, the connection clicking. "Excellent," Ernie praised. "Next, let's examine the jar's base. How wide does it appear?" "Roughly the width of my hand," Maya reported. "So about 4 jelly beans across?" Ernie clarified. "Yeah, approximately 4. Therefore, a single flat layer at the bottom would be roughly 4x4, Ernie concluded, his finger tracing an imaginary grid on the screen. That gives us 16 jelly beans per layer. With 18 layers stacked vertically, we need to multiply. And that, Maya, gives us... Maya's mind, however, immediately seized up. 16 times 18. The numbers loomed large, demanding a calculation she felt incapable of performing mentally without an aid of a pencil or calculator. Just as panic threatened to set in, Sasha leaned forward, her digital presence seeming to bridge the gap through the screen. "Well, hold on a second there, Maya," Sasha interjected, her voice calm and reassuring. "No need to multiply just yet. Let me introduce you to decomposition. We're going to make those numbers much friendlier first." She tapped an invisible finger in the air, as if playfully nudging the abstract figures themselves. "Think of it this way. 16 is simply 10 plus 6. And 18? That's 20 minus 2. So calculating 16 times 18 is exactly the same as taking 16 times 20, then subtracting 16 times 2. Now, 16 times 20 is a straightforward 320, and 16 times 2 is 32. Therefore, 320 minus 32 equals..." Maya, following Sasha's logical breakdown, felt the mental block dissolve. 288, she declared, a surge of relief washing over her. Sasha's pom-poms bounced enthusiastically. "Precisely, 288. That's our initial estimate for a square jar."
"But here's the thing," Ernie pointed out, a thoughtful expression on his face. "The actual jar isn't square. It's perfectly round. So our calculation needs an adjustment." Maya, understanding the implication, carefully rotated the jar with her free hand. She wanted Ernie and Sasha to observe every angle. Along the curved edges, the jelly beans weren't arranged in precise, orderly layers. Instead, they were jumbled together, creating small, irregular gaps. "How do we account for the roundness?" Maya inquired. Ernie tapped his chin, considering. "Typically, a round container will accommodate slightly more volume than a square one of identical height and width," he explained. "Perhaps a quarter more, or maybe a fifth. For our purposes, let's assume a fourth." Sasha immediately picked up the thread. "So 288 plus a fourth. Using Sasha-friendly math, a fourth of 288 is 72, Maya exclaimed, the answer springing to mind. She had diligently practiced that particular mental shortcut. Have it, then have it again. "Look at you, Maya," Sasha cheered, her pom-poms spinning in a blur of celebratory motion. "Therefore, 288 plus 72 results in 360, Maya confidently stated. Ernie's grin widened. 360. That's our initial refined estimate. We've definitely landed in the correct neighborhood. Yet, a subtle unease began to gnaw at Maya. She continued to scrutinize the jar, her brow furrowed in concentration. "What's bothering you?" Ernie asked, sensing her shift in demeanor. "The jelly beans," Maya finally articulated. "They seem really tiny, definitely smaller than an inch. I think they're closer to half an inch." Ernie's grin, already wide, expanded even further. "Now that is an incredibly astute observation, Maya. That changes absolutely everything. Sasha?" Sasha, ever quick to process new information, was already nodding vigorously. "Half-size jelly beans mean we can pack in significantly more," she explained, her voice gaining an excited edge. "Think about it. Twice as many can fit across each layer, and we can stack twice as many layers vertically. 2 times 2 equals 4. So we need to apply a double-double to our current estimate." "A double-double?" Maya repeated, trying to visualize the concept. "It just means multiplying by 4, Sasha clarified, her tone reassuring. "Super friendly. 360 times 4. That's 360 added to itself 4 times. Or to make it even friendlier, 360 times 2 is 720, and 720 times 2 again is 1,440, Maya breathed, the large number forming in her mind. She stared at the jar, the sheer magnitude of the figure feeling overwhelming. Still, the jar itself appeared incredibly, impossibly full.
"Now, let's not forget the crucial tiebreaker rule," Sasha interjected, her voice serious. "It's the closest guess without going over. That means we need to submit a number slightly below our absolute best estimate, just to build in a margin of safety." "How much should we reduce it?" Maya inquired, considering the implications. Ernie pondered for a moment. "Let's round down to a friendly, easily remembered number that's just a bit under," he suggested. 1,400 feels much friendlier than 1,440. Plus, it provides that necessary safety buffer.
But what if the actual count is, say, 1,500? Maya countered, a flicker of worry in her eyes. Then my guess would be too low and I'd lose. That's a very real possibility, Ernie conceded, his expression thoughtful. That's the inherent risk involved. Estimation isn't about absolute certainty. It's about forming your most informed judgment based on available observations. Given the rule of closest without going over, you absolutely must leave yourself a small cushion. Sasha nodded in agreement, and 1,400 is definitely more approachable than, for instance, 1,399. It's simpler to recall and easier to feel confident about. Maya absorbed their advice, her gaze sweeping over the jam-packed jar one last time. The jelly beans were undeniably tiny, and the container was indeed overflowing. After a moment of quiet contemplation, she reached a firm conclusion. "I'm submitting 1,400," she announced. She carefully wrote the number on a small slip of paper provided at the table. With a final, decisive fold, she dropped her entry into the designated box, a mixture of hope and anticipation stirring within her.
Maya walked home that afternoon, her arm a little weary from holding the phone for so long, but a distinct flutter of satisfaction resonated in her chest. Later that evening, unable to shake the day's excitement, she instinctively opened the NumberSense app. She simply wanted to connect with her digital mentors. Ernie materialized first, his usual cheerful self, with Sasha appearing immediately behind him. "So, how are you feeling now?" Ernie inquired, his voice gentle. "Good," Maya replied, a genuine smile touching her lips. "I honestly don't know if I'll win the jar, but the number we came up with just felt right. We considered every single aspect." "And that, Maya, is the true objective," Ernie affirmed warmly. "You meticulously examined the jar. You systematically broke it down into manageable components. You estimated each part, then skillfully decomposed the more complex calculations. You adapted your strategy when you spotted a new, critical detail. Finally, you prudently stepped back a fraction for the tiebreaker rule. That right there is the complete estimation and decomposition toolkit, applied perfectly to one fair day jelly bean jar." "It felt like a lot of different steps," Maya admitted, a slight frown creasing her brow. "But every single one of those steps was friendly," Sasha chimed in, her pom-poms swaying with a soft, rhythmic motion. "That's the fundamental secret. Difficult problems aren't inherently hard. They're merely intricate puzzles composed of smaller, friendly pieces stacked together. You, Ernie, and I, we simply work together to untangle those friendly pieces." Maya's smile returned, broader this time. "We'll discover the outcome at the fair's conclusion," Ernie said, his gaze thoughtful. "But here's what truly matters to me. Regardless of whether you win the jar, you approached that jelly bean challenge today, and you didn't hesitate. You possessed a clear, actionable plan. That is the real prize. That's the mastery we've been striving for." Maya nodded, a profound understanding settling over her. She closed the app, the image of countless jelly beans swirling in her thoughts as she drifted off to sleep. The following afternoon, the principal's voice echoed over the school loudspeaker, announcing the fair's winners. Maya's name was not called. The actual closest guess, without exceeding the real total, was 987. The true number of jelly beans was 993. Yet Maya felt no sadness. Ernie, she realized, had been absolutely correct. The most valuable prize had already become hers.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Ernie and Sasha. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.